And Detective Eric Edson is in with us from the Sheboygan Police Department. Eric, how are you doing?
I'm great, Kelly. How are you?
Doing well. Eric joins us usually a couple times a month, keeps us on top of scams and frauds and things like that. You want to advise people today, at least starting out here, to be careful when you're searching for stuff on Google.
That's right. That's right. Like we've talked about in the past, that human element is often the weakest link in a lot of scams and problems that people get themselves into. So knowing when to click on links and what to look for is really important. I would venture to guess that most of the people listening use Google, are familiar with Google. Google has 80 to 90% of the share of market for the internet searches market, and they're undoubtedly the most popular search engine. I mean, it's become a verb. When people want to search something on the internet, they say, I'm going to Google it, right?
Right.
And Google.com is the most visited website in the world. So they definitely have that market share, that notoriety. And with that, scammers obviously looking for the lowest hanging fruit, they're going to try to exploit that and take advantage of that. So with over 90,000 searches a second on Google, or 8 billion searches a day,
wow,
you can see that, you know, there's a lot of people that are on that traffic using Google to search for things. So what they've done is scammers have found ways to trick people into visiting counterfeit websites. We've talked about that a lot, where the website can look just like the real thing, but it's actually done by cyber criminals, or just clicking on malicious links that might download malware or other viruses onto your computer to collect your information. The other tactic is they use sponsored ads, and we kind of were talking about this a little bit before we went on the air. If you ever do a Google search and you see at the very top of the results a real small print, but it says sponsored ad,
yep,
that's what we're looking to talk about today. That's what you have to be careful about, because those ads aren't organically developed through the web search. Those are paid for by companies, and Google doesn't do a great job of vetting those companies and who's paying for those ads. So those can be cyber criminals, those can be syndicates, criminal syndicates that are placing those ads on there to try to trick you that is the search, the website that you're looking for, and trick you into clicking that link. And it's not just individuals, corporations. Imagine, you know, the damage that could happen if you're in a corporate environment or organizational environment and you're searching something on a business or work computer and you click one of these malicious links and it downloads malware onto your computer that could infect your whole business network. Just think about the cost of that.
Mm.
And so that's why it's really important for people to be on the lookout for these kinds of things.
Just if I can interject here, I asked you before we went on if, because there are, I mean, as you mentioned, the vast majority of people do use Google, but there are other search engines out there. And do they have the same issues, or is it just more pronounced on
they
Google?
They can. It's certainly much more pronounced, because
yeah,
Google is such a behemoth that
yeah,
they're able to monetize that. And criminals know that's where 80 to 90% of the people are.
Right.
You mentioned DuckDuckGo before. That's
mm-hmm,
what I personally use also. That's
yep,
a great one. They try to minimize that kind of risk. There's Bing. There's Yahoo. There's all kinds of other ones. They all come with some amount of risk,
okay,
but none of those search engines monetize the searches like to the level that Google does. You know, because Google is the most popular, therefore it's the most potentially dangerous place. And you just have to, not that Google searches are dangerous. I mean, if you skip those sponsored ads, which we're going to talk about in a second, there's really no danger in clicking on a search result from Google. It's not knowing what you're clicking on is what we want to try to bring awareness
sure
to, because that's where, again, cyber criminals are savvy, and they're trying to trick people into believing that what they're clicking on is legitimate.
Right.
So just kind of avoiding that, looking for those sponsored ads, making sure you're paying attention to that. Don't get fooled into clicking on something that looks like the website that you want to go to. Or sometimes they'll put like, you'll see like a preview of the web results, and they'll put things like, you know, free this or a limited time sale or something to try to attract you to that search results because it's at the top of the page, and try to trick you into clicking on that rather than just scrolling down a little bit and finding what you're actually looking for.
Sure, sure.
So some things that you can do to make sure that you don't fall victim to this, avoid altogether clicking on any sponsored links. Instead, either type the web address directly into your address bar, or like I said, just scroll down. Typically, if you look close enough, you'll be able to see that those sponsored ads are set aside up at the top of those search results. If you're unsure about a link, we've talked about this before too, just hover over it. That'll usually tell you where that link is going to direct you to. If you don't recognize that, or if it, you know, kind of, if it looks close, make sure you're scrutinizing it. But just double check that. That's a way to, before you actually click that link. If you've already clicked the link, you might get a pop-up that claims that there's malware on your computer. That's one of the things. If they're not looking for that personal information, they might be telling you that there's malware. I think we've talked about this too, where all of a sudden you get that from Microsoft or whoever it's from saying that there's a problem, a malware on your computer. Don't ever click on any of those links or call any of those telephone numbers that are listed there. Just close your browser immediately. Make sure you're running antivirus on your computer or malware software on your computer to detect that. Run a scan, and then if you have an issue, you know, there's other options. You can either take it someplace to be your computer to be cleaned. Or you can, sometimes that antivirus software will help remove or quarantine that software. But again, really never click on any of those links with those pop-ups that come up and say that there's a problem with your account.
There's somebody I know that did that. This was years ago, like when people were first really starting to get home computers. And that happened, where all of a sudden this pop-up came up and said, you have malware, click here. And they did, you know, and they had all sorts of problems with their computer. They got it rectified eventually, but it's a long process. So you want to avoid those headaches.
Absolutely, yeah. Yeah. I mean, that's if people want to do like one thing to really protect themselves from falling victim to this kind of stuff, it's taking that pause to think about it. And before you click any link, you know, really think about it. And really the best rule is just don't click the link. Don't click the link. Of something that's unsolicited, visit that website directly, contact that credit card company with the phone number that's on the back of your card, you know, a way that you know is a legitimate way to contact them. Yeah. Don't take the easy way out or be pressured into clicking on these links. That's where, you know, I would say 90% of people get into problems when it comes to anything on the internet like this, is clicking links that aren't legitimate links and directing them to a website that's either going to ask for your personal information or possibly download some malicious software on your computer.
All right. And you want to shift gears here and talk about a few other things, right? Text message, phishing text messages?
Yep. Just I want to bring awareness to people of two scams that we've seen pop up a little more recently, in Sheboygan that we want to bring people's awareness to. The first one is we've had reports of people that have received text messages on their cell phone pretending to be a government agency or maybe an organization like FedEx, UPS. We've talked about those kind of things before. Just again, be aware of those. A recent example, it actually, the person was expecting a package and got this UPS pop-up and assumed it was legitimate. And it just goes to show the importance of making sure that you're looking at that stuff. And generally speaking, the odds of a problem being with your package is pretty slim. And just with all the malware and scammers out there, don't click on those links. Just contact that carrier directly or contact the company, whatever it is, your utility, government agency, anything like that. We just want to keep telling people, don't click those links. That's where people run into the problems.
Can't emphasize that enough, really.
Yeah, it really is, especially with text messages. You're on the go, you're in the car, or you're running errands, and you get this pop-up, and they're almost always urgent. You know, something's got to be done urgently, and it's the tendency is to click on it. Just really don't do that. And then the other one is a little more old school. It's the old Publishers Clearinghouse scam, which typically occurs via the phone. We had a resident contact us and say that they'd received a call from someone purporting to be from Publishers Clearinghouse. They won like $8 million or something. And I mean, you'll be able to catch the red flag here. They told them that they had to go to Walgreens and buy a $500 vanilla gift card to pay the taxes. And, you know, we laugh about that. Most people would be able to say, you know, that's obviously a scam, but it's been successful enough times.
Yeah, it has. People still fall for it.
Right, right. Yeah. And they use the executive vice president's name for Publishers Clearinghouse in the scam to try to add some legitimacy to it. One thing that I would encourage people is kind of tie back into Google. If you get a telephone number from a telephone call from somebody, go online and search the area code and see where it's from. In this case, the area code of the caller was from Kingston, Jamaica. And I don't know a lot about Publishers Clearinghouse, but I'm sure that they're not calling from Kingston, Jamaica.
Yeah,
so
unlikely.
Right. So those little steps just to kind of protect yourself are very helpful.
All right, Eric, good stuff again this morning. Appreciate you coming in.
All right, great seeing you, Kelly.